Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, John, it's crazy. I'm going to be in the Flathead on Friday. I'll be emceeing the Lincoln-Reagan-Trump dinner Friday night. We're going to do a live show from Columbia Falls. We'll be at Northwest Parts and Equipment on Friday morning, and then I'm going to be doing events in Libby and Eureka through the weekend into Saturday. And but it's crazy to think that the same day that we do the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner in Kalispell this Friday, apparently that's when absentee ballots are going to be mailed out all across the state of Montana. And so I think about it, for a show like this, the temptation could be very strong to just fill the show with guests and candidates for the next month. But man, I got to make sure we don't do that, because we want to hear what the people of Montana have to say and what people all across Montana have to say, especially as, man, we're already seeing it. The other side is getting so desperate. The fake news media is so desperate that we're going to need to make sure that people get a chance to weigh in on whatever random BS news story of the day gets thrown out there, right?
Well, you're absolutely right, because politicians already have a platform. They're elected officials, or they want to be elected officials, and they're out there speaking all over the place. They already have a microphone. They have a platform. Your show here is for the average guy that doesn't have a voice.
For the people to have a platform, yeah. For the people to be able to weigh in. And that's why oftentimes, if we're going to have a candidate or an elected official on this show, they're going to take phone calls from folks, unless it's a very quick check-in. But especially here on our statewide show, yeah, if you want to come on and you want to get the platform for a significant amount of time, we take phone calls. That's what we do, because you're right. This is a platform for everyday folks all across Montana. But, hey, great to have John Jackson, the Joker from X, sidekicking with us here this morning. John, I thought Elon Musk was talking about you. Elon Musk did an interview with Tucker Carlson, and they shared it on the platform X, and he started talking about the Joker. I thought he was talking about you, but he was actually talking about that governor of California, Gavin Newsom. He was talking about him being the Joker.
Yeah, did you hear what happened? It was 2 weeks ago. Gavin Newsom just gleefully signed into law this thing that made memes illegal. Political memes that they didn't like using AI were going to be illegal in California, and everybody knew this was going to just get struck down by the courts. Well, I mean, 2 weeks later, a federal judge struck it down in record time. No, don't think so. That's free speech, guys.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, my wife could fill me in and correct me on this, like many other things. My wife works for an incredible organization called the Alliance Defending Freedom. I think they actually teamed up with the Babylon Bee to combat that law, as they successfully do on so many occasions, because that law would have effectively outlawed satire like the Babylon Bee, exactly. One of the great platforms out there. Well, anyway, let's see. I'm going to play the Joker soundbite from Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson. We'll get to that one first. We'll open up the phone lines for you if you got something you want to talk about. 406-294-0970, and then I got a couple of Montana-specific stories I want to jump right into here this morning on Montana Talks, your platform to talk.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, thanks to Frank and Malta. Frank and Malta reminded me, before I play that Joker clip from Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson, Frank and Malta told me, hey, don't forget to play the clip for John, you know, the singing song with the pretty song, with the pretty music. All right. So, John, I know I sent it to you via X, so you've now seen the story. So you remember Zoe Zephyr, the radical transgender lawmaker from Missoula. The New Yorker magazine, just in time for the November elections, is promoting a 15-minute-long mini documentary about Zoe Zephyr, trying to put Zoe Zephyr in the best light possible following the transurrection when they attacked the Montana Capitol. But the funniest part is they actually include a clip from Montana Talks. They have a clip from our show that plays, and then they have some other B-roll video footage from the legislature. You hear the dong, dong. And then they go to this one activist rallying in support of Zoe Zephyr, I think out on the Capitol steps, and she starts singing this song.
We are here and the message is clear. We are here. We are here and the message is clear. It's a pink song.
It's a pink song, John. I don't know if you knew that.
Good Lord. I mean, Zoe and all his buddies and all his compatriots, like you listen to that lady right there, all you can think of is that line that Brad Pitt had in the movie Seven, where he turned around to the serial killer in the back seat and he says, when a person is insane as you clearly are, do you know that you're insane? I mean, do these people know how wacky they are?
Well, you know, and I, for whoever that person is, I feel bad for them, you know, but it's just like when I hear that song, we are here, it's like the purge. It's like these people are standing outside the gates trying to get in. And if we don't do things the right way this November, we are here. They're taking over. You know, I mean, this country is going crazy.
That lady reminds me of people that I've actually encountered, you know, on the job, where they're so pitiful and so pathetic. You hardly even have the heart to arrest them. You just want to say, man, please, you know, please go on your way. Come on now. Don't make me do this.
Well, I just can't believe. Now, if you are a Democrat running for the state legislature and you saw this mini documentary being promoted by the New Yorker, you're probably thinking, oh, great. Here we are. We've got the November elections, every statewide office up for grabs. We've got the most important U.S. Senate race in the country. John Tester voted in support of this radical transgender agenda to allow men into girls' locker rooms, to allow men to take away girls' sports opportunities. And now you promote Zoe Zephyr to remind everybody just how radical we all are.
But I will give props to my bro there, Zoe Zephyr, for rightly calling out our other bro, Fussy Bussy, there for being a racist against the roofers that were working for Governor Gianforte. I mean, you know, way to go, solidarity, you know, right on, fight the power.
Fussy Bussy v. Zoe Zephyr. Yeah, yeah. Sounds like a charity, I don't know if you could do a boxing match or what. But
I'm putting 20 on Zoe.
I think, yeah. Zoe could take old Bussy out, I think.
Yeah, he pulled that beer hair right out.
I don't want to advocate violence,
so
but
eyes would be getting scratched out. It'd be ugly. Yeah.
Let's. All right. Here is the Elon Musk with Tucker Carlson. He was talking about Gavin Newsom, and that's when he describes Gavin Newsom, not John here, as the Joker. I had to edit out a little bit of the language.
Yeah. No. Honestly, he's the damn Joker. Gavin Newsom is like from the Batman Dark Knight. The Joker is in charge of Gotham. You remember, took over New York, basically. And the criminals run free and the citizens are arrested. That's California. But I mean, at least there's a ballot initiative, which I think will probably pass, to say, no, actually, it is a crime to steal things.
Yeah, what a great analogy about the Joker from the Batman movies, and the criminals are running the city and then the innocent people are the ones that get thrown behind bars.
John, that's not just hypothetical right now. That's actually been happening in America.
He is driving the left insane right now because he's full-throated supporting Donald Trump. Showed up at the Trump rally the other day in Butler. And if you see his tweets, I mean, the man's tweets get... I mean, the voice he puts out, the people he reaches in one tweet just crushes anybody in the mainstream media, and it's driving him crazy.
Well, it's because he's not a right-winger. I mean, he's the guy who basically got the electric vehicle thing to be a thing in America with Tesla and so much more. All right, let's go to Tracy in the Flathead, speaking in California. Tracy, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
We were just given some information this last weekend that... in California, before they will allow a transgender to, change, they have to sign a California court document that says, I cannot change you. What you were assigned at birth, they cannot change you. Sweet and simple.
So why do they have to sign that then in order to get their, sex change surgery, whatever you want to call it?
Because they have to acknowledge that they cannot change them. They can't change what they were assigned at birth.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so they'll allow them, or even in some cases pay for them to get body parts chopped off or reconfigured to go forward with the gender reassignment surgery, but then still sign a document saying, yeah, but you're still basically, you still are what you were born as. That's interesting. You know, Minneapolis, Tim Walz. The radical transgender agenda, they will, I mean, it's crazy. They will allow your kids to go to Minnesota and get one of these crazy surgeries and not even tell you about it. All right, back with more calls after this.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John, I said I had two Montana stories that I wanted to talk about. That's at least, I've got several we could talk about. There's actually three. Have you seen these fake, phony fact checks that the liberal media is doing where they pretend, oh, we're here to tell the truth. Oh, give me a break. You guys have been flacking for Chuck Schumer and John Tester for the entirety of this campaign. Give me a break. One of the latest phony fact checks from one of the liberal TV stations, they're basically saying, you know those ads that attack John Tester for voting for race-based farm programs where, hey, if you're a white farmer, you need not apply for this farm loan forgiveness program because it's race-based farm loan forgiveness. These guys had the gall to say, oh, that's not true. That didn't happen. And who did they interview to get their facts? They interviewed a liberal MSU Billings political science professor. The guy who had Zoe Zephyr as his keynote speaker for his poli-sci department. Okay, yeah, we're going to listen to you to get our facts, to get the unbiased truth here. The other guy they interviewed is Walt Schweitzer, who runs the Democrat Montana Farmers Union. He's the brother of former Democrat Governor Brian Schweitzer. He constantly uses his platform at the Montana Farmers Union to provide cover for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Oh, yeah, that's a reliable source. John, I've got two stories here that I wrote. Actually, one story that I wrote, another one by Glenn Woods in Wyoming. March 10th, 2021, Montana senator sounds off on race-based farm loan forgiveness. The Democrats snuck into a so-called COVID relief bill nearly $5 billion in spending for socially disadvantaged farmers to get loan forgiveness from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And so it was purely race-based. You could be a wealthy Hispanic farmer in California, and you could get your loan forgiven. But if you were Ole freaking Cannoli from the High Line of Montana, you couldn't get it because you were white. Lindsey Graham weighed in on this. Senator Steve Daines weighed in on this. The Hill, which is a prominent publication in Washington, D.C., a prominent nonpartisan publication, had a whole story about how the Democrats were sneaking race-based farm loan forgiveness programs into a so-called COVID relief bill. But you pull up these liberal TV stations, oh, that's not true. That didn't happen.
You got Biden and Harris both bragged about it. It's been a campaign speech that they're openly telling you, look what we did. And I tell you, this fact checking by these left wing network people. And let me tell you something, guys, they are all left wing. Right here in Montana, if you're not listening to Montana Talks or maybe another couple of these radio shows, every single newspaper, every single TV station, they are all in on it. And then the idea that they are fact-checking anybody is a joke. I'd rather listen to the fry cook at McDonald's tell me what the truth of something is than one of these clowns.
Well, and even the American Farm Bureau Federation, which is a reputable organization, was describing this provision of the so-called American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 at the time. Oh, but no, let's go listen to somebody that runs cover for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris at every turn possible. Give me a freaking break. There were even public service announcements playing on radio stations in Montana that were saying, are you a farmer who wants to get your farm loan forgiven? And in the very public service announcement, it said, it basically made it clear that you could not be a white farmer. And Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy is attacking John Tester, or at least Republican campaign commercials are attacking John Tester for supporting this race-based farm loan forgiveness that excluded white farmers. And the liberal media, oh, no, that's not true. Oh, give me a break.
Well, here's a question for you, Aaron. How many fact checks have these people done of John Tester's attack ads? How many times?
They'll do like a token one here or there, but it's on stuff that really it doesn't matter. What are the two biggest issues right now, John? Yeah, you give your answer before I give mine.
The border and the economy.
Exactly. Inflation and the economy and the border, with the border being number one. You can get almost $17,000 in potential free federal benefits annually.
The biggest mistake that's made here right off the bat is you have $40 billion given to this agency, to FEMA, for their budget. No way. No, absolutely no way. You make me king of the world. If we're going to have a federal pot of money that could get doled out to whatever states get hit, that's all it's going to be, is a pot of money. And say North Carolina gets hit, okay, we're going to talk to the governor. How much do you need? Here it is. Spend it as you see fit. Give us an accounting later and kick back what you don't spend. All right. We're never going to have the federal government running anything because they cannot make a cup of coffee. You and I both know this, Aaron. We worked for the federal government for a long time. No way should that bureaucracy be running anything.
Well, and again, for those who hadn't heard it yet, Peter Ducey, the White House correspondent for Fox News, asked a question that triggered Karine Jean-Pierre because you know, the people on the ground in North Carolina are saying, we are not getting the help we need. They're telling us there is not enough money. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who spent $1 billion in FEMA funds helping illegal aliens, is telling the people of North Carolina, well, we just don't have enough money. And so, and yet, last weekend, Vice President Kamala Harris was bragging about sending your money to Lebanon.
President Biden is fond of saying, show me your budget and I will tell you what you value. If he's got money for people in Lebanon right now, without Congress having to come back, what does it say about his values? There's not enough money right now for
his
people
values,
in North Carolina who need it. That's not misinformation.
Wait. No, that is your whole premise of the question is misinformation.
So then she goes on to say, well, no, we gave money to North Carolina. Yeah, that's not the point. The point is you're saying there's not enough money for North Carolina, but yet here you are bragging about giving money to Lebanon, the very country that is housing Hezbollah terrorists and firing attacks into Israel. Next caller on the phone lines, we've got Bill in Billings. Bill, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning, guys.
Morning.
You know, every time there's a tornado or a hurricane, all these nutcases that have swallowed hook, line, and sinker, the man-caused global warming stuff, it just cracks me up. Rush used to talk about the arrogance of these people, that they think they're more powerful than the sun and they can change the climate on Earth. Anyway, when I was a kid, I was on the beach at Galveston, and there was a big stone marker commemorating all the people that died when the hurricane wiped out Galveston in 1906. In the 1200s and 1400s, the Mongols were going to invade Japan, and big hurricane came along, sunk the Mongol fleet, happened twice. So the Japs called it divine wind. I don't know what the Jap word for that is, but anyway, hurricanes, tornadoes, they've been around forever. And when these people go nuts on it, I just have to laugh. Have a good day.
Hey, all right, you too. Thanks for the call there, Bill. John, it reminds me of the song that we had our friend John Brennan sing for us. Blame climate change. Doesn't matter what happens. Blame climate change.
I did a deployment to the Galveston, Texas area, and you get to learn a little bit about that stuff, and you hear the stories, and that hurricane truly was utter devastation because they didn't have the weather forecasting back then that we have now, so people didn't evacuate. And it just came, I forget how many thousands of people died. It was insane.
And a lot of these weather records that they have, I mean, what does Miles City go back to 1933? There's some places that go to the late 1800s, but, you know, it's such a small window of time when you really think about it. Okay, we got, let's see, more callers on the line. Mike in Billings, first up after this.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
USDA released the progress for winter wheat planting as of Sunday, and we see that the national average is coming in at 51% complete. That's actually just one percentage point behind the five-year average, and 25% of the national crop has emerged. Here in Montana, we're seeing the 64% pace of this year's winter wheat planting as of Sunday be 4 percentage points ahead of the five-year average.
Are you concerned about the impact government policies could have on your cattle business? One way to make your voice heard in Washington is by joining NCBA. When you join, you'll be part of the nation's oldest and largest national cattle industry organization that has a professional team working in Washington, D.C. on issues that matter to cattle-producing families nationwide. Don't stay on the sidelines. Make your voice heard by joining NCBA today at the website ncba.org.
Montana's early sugar beet harvest seeing 9% of the crop harvested as of Sunday. That is just a tad bit behind the 12% five-year average. As for producers chopping corn for silage, 46% of that crop has been put up. That's behind the five-year average of 70%. That's a look at our news this morning. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, there's still a couple of other stories. Actually, let me sneak this one in real quick, and then we'll get to Mike and Billings. And then, man, this is cool. We got a nice surprise phone call from Judge Dan Wilson on the phone lines as well. And then a couple other great callers to go with that. John, real quickly here. Yesterday, of course, October 7th, the one-year anniversary of the worst attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust, with this terrorist attack in southern Israel. This headline, I was so disgusted when I saw this. UM students, this was, I think, in the Missoulian, UM students paint banner in support of Palestine after a year of war in Gaza. Now, it's just a handful of these left-wing activist students, but nonetheless, I said this via X earlier this morning. Look at these lost souls. They didn't paint them on Sunday or wait till Tuesday. No, they did it on October 7th, the one-year anniversary of the worst attack on Jews since the Holocaust. I mean, just some of these kids are so lost. And you and I were talking about it off air. It's like, oh, what's the next trendy thing? They just go on to the next thing. And then what's the next trendy thing bandwagon to jump on? But this is just crazy.
What you have to understand, these people are mentally ill, brainwashed little deadheads. And if their professors or if some liberal outlet told them that your grandma around the corner here who bakes cookies is evil, they would wait for grandma to come out onto her driveway to get in her car and bash her over the head with a sign. They really are just, it's they need to be put away somewhere. They're mentally ill criminals.
I just, in defense of the University of Montana, my alma mater, man, Charlie Kirk was there last week. They did a rally with Tim Sheehy. They had a huge turnout for Charlie Kirk. He was on the Oval, you know, taking questions in a Q&A with students. Huge turnout. But I'm just like, did a history professor not think to stop and say, hey, kids, do you realize what you're doing and the day you're doing this on? I mean, even any other day of the week, I'd be like, seriously, kids, do you realize what you're doing? But you did the one-year anniversary of the worst attack on Jews since the Holocaust. And that's when you decide to paint your little, Palestinian propaganda signs. My goodness.
Well, what I said to you during the break is it's hard to almost put this into English, but in Spanish, what they are is contras. They are contra. Anything that is against, and that's what that means in Spanish, is against. Anything that is against Christian, normal, righteous values and everything that America stands for or that Israel stands for, they are contra. They are against.
Man, what a great summary. And then we were talking about how sometimes just one single word in Spanish can sum up everything that needs to be said. Let's go to Mike in Billings, and then we got Judge Dan Wilson right after him. Mike, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about a subject you talked about 20 minutes ago, and that is the TV stations with the propaganda that they're putting out. I don't know why conservative businesses would advertise with them, and any conservative business, in my opinion, should pull their advertising from these local TV stations at least. And I call for a boycott of those businesses that do advertise with these stations. They're getting paid by us for their advertising, and they go on and they spew out this propaganda. And the Marxist media is the number one enemy of the United States.
Well, they're kind of contra, just like John just said, the contra. They're against it. Why is it that the same fake news media, I think I know the answer to this one, but and look, on boycotts, I'm kind of like with Sean Hannity on this one. Hey, look, support the outfits that you support. I think the more far left these TV stations get, the more people continue to flock to talk radio. So, hey, double down. Take the Billings Gazette approach. Why do you think the Billings Gazette had to sell their building? Why do you think the Great Falls Tribune had to sell their building? Why do you think the Missoulian is operating out of some, attic apartment complex right now? Because they bit the very hand that fed them. The Billings Gazette would constantly bash Colstrip. Well, how much money do you think is made in Billings, Montana, because of the coal mine and Colstrip and the power plant there, just like the Signal Peak coal mine north of town? And yet these TV stations, Northern Plains Resource Council, this George Soros dark money funded outfit, will prop up 6 to 7 little nut job protesters to protest your power plant in Laurel, or to protest this or to protest that. And these TV stations will fall all over themselves to give the contras all the attention. John, I like that line. I'm going to steal that more often if you don't mind. Mike, thanks for the call.
Oh, yeah. If I have one common theme on my Twitter page that is almost an everyday saying is, exactly what your caller just said. The media is your enemy. Everything you saw from Barack Hussein Obama and from Joe Biden and now Kamala Harris, it only happens because it is propped up and enabled by that communist media, who are actually to the left of today's Democrats.
Hey, speaking of dark money, out-of-state money, and propaganda, we've got Judge Dan Wilson on the phone lines from Kalispell right now. Nice surprise phone call. Judge Wilson, great to hear from you. Your opponent is benefiting from all sorts of out-of-state dark money, and she's one of those radical environmentalists, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, I appreciate, thank you, Aaron and John, the time this morning, and the message that is driving this campaign now, these races for Supreme Court, both of them, the messaging is coming out of D.C. progressive groups that are funding these attacks. And the reason that they view me as a threat, I believe, is that I am and have always been a principled decision maker as a judge. I don't announce my rulings ahead of time. I don't pledge allegiance to special interest groups. I don't give them a wink and a nod and say, hey, don't worry, I'll take care of you. No. Everyone has to prove their case in front of me as a judge. And when you don't make promises for rulings, you'll get the support of people who want a Supreme Court as opposed to a super legislature. But if you're promising rulings in advance, then you attract all this kind of support. And that's what I think is the dynamic that's now driving these races. And I really hope that Montanans are wise enough to see through this mirage.
Yeah, Judge Wilson. John, I don't know if you've gotten a chance to meet Judge Wilson out there on the campaign trail yet or not. I first met him in Malta. He's got small-town eastern Montana roots, and he was the judge in Kalispell who, when the Bullock administration was ordering small businesses to shut down, he said, no, you won't. That's a violation of our Constitution. So he stood up for freedom when it really mattered.
I remember that.
That was awesome when that happened, because you and I were all over those stories when they were going on. And we've watched since 2020, since Governor Gianforte came in, and now we have a Republican legislature, we have watched the judiciary in the state become just a super PAC for the Democrats, and that's got to stop. If we truly want to have the Montana we voted for, that we wanted, we have got to replace these radicals wearing robes and put people in like Dan Wilson.
Yeah, the sons of Montana, Corey Swanson and Judge Dan Wilson. Judge, now John and I might differ on this a little bit. I'm simply saying, look, we just want fairness. We want a judge who will rule fairly and respect our Constitution, respect we the people, respect our rights. That's what you will do. I think John would rather see somebody who will go in and be the battle axe, taking the fight to the other side. But Judge, your thoughts.
Well, we want the political battles, of course, to be fought here in Montana, but in the appropriate place. And that's in the legislature. We expect that there are going to be differences of opinion and sharp differences. And we realize that the legislators are there to represent the views of their constituents and also their own views. But judges are different. We don't elect judges to advance our policy agenda. We don't elect judges to be activists. We elect judges to be fair and impartial and decide and resolve disputes, not to fight battles. So anytime you hear messaging on some ad for this Supreme Court race that says so-and-so will fight such-and-such or will stand up for this or that, no. The message, the appropriate message is this candidate will decide based on the Constitution and the law, will listen to both sides before deciding a case, and is not here to tell us how they're going to rule in advance. That's how the special interests are trying to cast these races in terms of electing a super legislature. We don't want a super legislature. We just want a Supreme Court, fair and impartial, doing its work appropriately, on principle, quietly in Helena without getting involved in the political fray.
That's right. Well, Judge, I mentioned at the top of the hour, I don't want to overload this show with too many guests here in the final weeks before the election, but these Supreme Court races are, some of the most important elections this November. So we got to get you in studio. You are one of those guests that we will certainly free up time for, because we got to focus in on these Supreme Court races for sure, especially as the rest of the state just now starts to pay more attention. So, Judge, thanks for calling in. Nice surprise phone call from Judge Dan Wilson running for Montana Supreme Court. And Judge, let's get you back on the show in studio here after the shortly after the absentee ballots come out, if we can. give you more time to take phone calls and more. All right, back right after this.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, John, there was a third story. I talked about the race-based farm loan forgiveness program. Just go talk to any farmer out there. But like, of course they were pushing race-based farm loan forgiveness programs. They bragged about it. So it's like, oh, but a liberal professor says that that's not true. Oh, the Democrat front group Farmers Union says that's not true. Oh, yeah, sure, right.
Okay, yeah, okay, good to go then.
The third story I wanted to talk about here. This is just such garbage. The liberal mob on the Montana Supreme Court is abusing their position of power to target Attorney General Austin Knutson. And so their appointees on this panel, the Commission on Practice, that was all appointed by them, the left-wing party activists in control of the Montana Supreme Court, is abusing their positions of power to push forward a professional misconduct trial against Attorney General Austin Knutson, the most effective attorney general in the entire country, who's stood up against the Biden administration, standing up for Second Amendment, and so much more. So, of course, they're pushing this bogus kangaroo court-style procedure against him.
And where are we again, Aaron? Remind me on the calendar. Aren't we just about a month out of an election? Right. And that's what you have to
4 weeks from today.
These people are... They're communist thugs. That's what they are, and they play for keeps. They're not there to do the job that you're paying them for. They are there to serve the agenda and use every piece of their power to that effect. And no way should this commission ever be appointed by these clowns. This should be like elected positions.
I want to know every single lawyer who was appointed and is taking part in this commission on practice right now, because apparently they keep hot seating different lawyers, so you don't even know who's actually serving on the commission for this proceeding. I want a list of every single name, and prosecutors across Montana need to start digging into every single one of these people and all of their communications and find out who they're talking to, because this is very clearly election interference, and they are trying to steal the vote of Montanans to prevent the attorney general they vote for from serving.
Well, let me tell you what a Democrat would do, okay? If Austin Knutson was a Democrat, he's going to win this election, period.
Yeah,
okay?
Easily.
If he was a Democrat, you know what he would do after Election Day? That's exactly what he would do. He would go after these people for being crooks.
Well, and they should be gone after right now, because they are interfering in the election right now. And Austin's going to win. He's very popular, former Speaker of the House, Northeast Montana kid, you name it. Let's go to Marilyn in Lolo, Maryland. Thanks for the call.
Good morning. So back to the Zachary Rash, a.k.a. Zoe Zephyr. Barbara Starmer is running in that district against Zachary, and unfortunately they're not running a big campaign because they feel like, you know, the district, e-district that Zachary's running in is, you know, all Democrat. But, you know, Missoulians, when are they going to get their act together, and Republicans, and quit, you know, we got to fight the fight like they fight the fight. We've got to be activists. We've got to be at the doors. We've got to be on the phones. We've got to be donating money and not being apathetic and staying at home and just giving up the fight. And I've been all of that all of these years, and, you know, we've done a lot of complaining, yes. But anyways, Barbara Starmer is another choice in that campaign, and so, and her husband, Mike, they've been really activists for the Constitution and the conservative movement here in Missoula, and they have fought the fight valiantly, but...
Yeah, that's just such a heavily, you know, heavily Democrat district there. So Zoe Zephyr, you mentioned his birth name, Zachary Rash. Yeah, is most likely to win that. But to your point, though, about you asked the question, when are Missoulians going to get their act together? Unfortunately, there are so many incredible folks in Missoula. But the 40% of Missoulians that will vote against tax hikes and vote against the crazy, they face the mob rule of the majority in Missoula right now. That's why, John, I think one thing I'd like to see the legislature do, we need to make it to where if you're going to raise my taxes, you better have a super majority vote at the local level in order to raise my taxes. It shouldn't just be simple majority mob rule, if you ask me.
And I think they did tap out over there in Missoula a little bit, reach their pain threshold with all the drug addict homeless people littering the streets and littering their public areas. I think they finally hit their pain threshold on that a little bit.
Well, they're starting to crack down on it a little bit, but we'll see how much of that is just for show to make it look like they're doing something versus actual action, right? Let's see. We've got only about a minute or so to go. Francis in Big Fork. Francis, I hope I see you Friday. What's on your mind?
I hope you. Oh, I was just wanting to thank the Joker for his call, when he called all those people from North Carolina. You know, that was terrible how our government is treating our people. They can kick the buggers out of all those hotels and take that money and help our people.
Yeah, all those illegal aliens. All those illegal aliens being housed in fancy hotels, and yet the people of North Carolina, oh, no, sorry, we just don't have enough money for you. Yeah, John, you did a full hour. They can check out the Montana Talks podcast for anybody who didn't hear it, talking with your friends and more back in North Carolina.
Had one story about that. One of the callers, her son is flying covert black op nighttime missions in to help those people right now. Right now, true hero stuff.
Has to do it covertly in the dark of night because the FEMA bureaucrats might block him by day, right?
Yep, exactly.
Very interesting. All right. Tomorrow, we've got the head of the DNRC. We're going to talk cloud seeding in the Big Hole and much more tomorrow. That'll be interesting.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.